Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. It is time to talk Aquarius season. This is your personal guide into this rebellious and innovative energy. We're going to dive into on how to harness the magic of Aquarius. This is one of my favorite seasons of the year because personally I have a stellium in Aquarius and I just love the fast forward thinking, the quickness, the mental stimulation and the magic that can happen during Aquarius season. So we're going to dive right into the gifts and how to harness the magic that's awaiting you. And not only is it one of my favorite seasons because I personally have placements in Aquarius, it is also one of my favorites because during this time, you have the biggest opportunity of making big shifts in your life. And today, I really want to dive into authenticity, which is really connected to Aquarius, and also to detachment, because these are one of the key components to really creating a quantum leap in your life during this time. Because Aquarius is, like I said, a very rebellious and innovative sign. This is about being a few steps ahead at all times, but this is also an air energy. So this is really quick thinking. This is a lot of mental stimulation. So make sure that during this time, you really keep your nervous system regulated. You have a really good routine to stay in your body, but otherwise let those energies flowing. Let your mind get creative with some magic. And one of my favorite ways to really use this season is, one, get clear on your vision for the future, because Aquarius is also connected to your hopes and dreams and the future. This is a really humanitarian sign. This is all about fighting for the community, being there for others, really creating that sense of community and connection to other people, but in a little bit of a detached way, because Aquarius is very mentally stimulated, like I said. So this is more of the observer. You usually have Aquarius energy that is observing the group, that is taking care of the group, that wants good for the group and is very self-sacrificing, but isn't really connected to the group. It is more of an outsider energy because Aquarius can be a little bit weird, but that is something that I want you to embrace during this time. No ideas too crazy, no thought too big. I want you to really dive into dreaming bigger during this season. Because Aquarius has so much potential for you to really change your life. Like I said, Aquarius is connected to quantum leaps. So you have the opportunity to really shift some big things in your life. And the biggest things for that to actually happen is, one, getting really clear on the vision that you have for the next year until it's time for Aquarius season again, and really diving into what your desires for the world are and really tapping into your own authenticity, into your own uniqueness. And the biggest thing with this is really detaching from all of this on a personal level, because a lot of times we get really stuck in the version that we are right now. We hold on so tightly who we think we are. We think our name defines us. We think that we have a certain personality and we're not really allowed to change, or we can change, or change can happen so fast. And that is something that Aquarius wants to prove you wrong on. There is nothing too fast for Aquarius. Everything can change overnight and you can make it happen. And the best way to actually do that is to forget who you think you are. Let me explain. Right now, you're probably attaching a lot of meaning to your name, to your personality, to that current version of yourself. You think that you have certain strengths and weaknesses and that they make up who you are. And that is the problem. And that is where Aquarius season comes in, for you to finally let go of the past and let go of those limitations, because Aquarius is all about freedom. Aquarius doesn't want to be boxed in. Aquarius doesn't care about limitations. It wants to break free. It wants to do something innovative. It just wants to get out there and make something happen. And the best way to do that for you is, like I said, forget who you think you are right now. Instead, ask yourself who you actually want to be, because the person and the version of yourself that you want to be is the version of yourself that you truly are. You can have all of those characteristics. A lot of these characteristics that you probably want, whether it's being disciplined, more confident, really good with finances, really good at math, whatever it is that you feel like you lack right now, you can probably learn and you can shift into reality where all of this is possible for you. You just need to stop believing that you have these limitations. You need to stop attaching so much meaning to your name and to this current version of yourself. And that is what Aquarius is really here to teach you, that you are allowed to change overnight. A lot of times when we're around our family and friends and they tell us again and again, you're this kind of person and I expect this from you, we feel like change is impossible. We feel stuck in the version of ourselves that we are right now. But if you're into quantum physics like I am, then you know that all realities exist at the same time. You can jump realities. You can quantum leap into a completely different version of yourself. And my favorite way to do that is by actually creating an alter ego. There is a reason why Beyonce does it, why Tate McRae, why so many people and so many stars and famous people do this. Because it works. Sometimes it's helpful to detach from the version that we think we are right now, give a new name, create an alter ego of the things that you want to believe, of the things that you want to create, of the things that you want to achieve, and ask yourself how this person would behave, how they would dress, and really tap into this version of yourself, into this alter ego every time you wake up, every time you make a decision and you notice yourself doubting or really getting confused or feeling like you're falling back into that version of yourself that you've known all your life. This is your chance to make a different choice. And also, Aquarius is all about detachment. And like I said, it is also about creating a vision for your future. So really getting clear on the vision for your life and what your next year until next Aquarius season is supposed to look like. What do you want to feel? What do you want to create? What do you want to live and experience in your life? And the key component to this is actually detaching from the outcome, detaching from all of the ways that you think things have to happen right now. Because a lot of times, the biggest problem is that we think change or getting something that we want needs to look a specific way. It needs to follow a certain plan. And Aquarius season is here to teach you that you don't need to care about the plan. You do not need to care about how this outcome will happen for you. All you need to do is hold the vision, embody that version of yourself, and you will wake up one day in your dream reality. It doesn't need to be that hard, and it doesn't need to be that complicated. Look at this as your flirting with the universe. You're sending your text message with everything that you want, all the things that you want to experience, the things that you want to be, and then you don't obsess over the reply. You do not care how it gets to you. Do you do not care when it gets to you? You just know you send out your order to the universe and you know you will be getting it. So you focus on yourself. You focus on embodying the version that you want to be. You focus on being in the present moment and showing up authentically, because that is what Aquarius season wants from you. And I want to make sure that you know that authenticity has nothing to do with playing into your limitations, because a lot of times we think our limitations are our authenticity. We think we're a person who is always late. I'm a person who is not good at math. I'm a person who is overly friendly and a people pleaser, but that's just who I am because I'm always so nice. Learning that some of the things that you think are authentic to you are just things that you were conditioned to believe about yourself, things that the world told you, that society told you, that your friends and family told you are who you are. And that doesn't mean that this is your authentic self. Really getting to know your authentic self during this season is so important. And understanding, like I said, your limitations are not your authentic self. Your authentic self is limitless. It is a powerful creator. It is connected to all beings, and it is deeply loved and powerful and present. So it does not have anything to do with limitations. You can be authentically yourself while also practicing becoming more confident, while also practicing saying no, because actually what is authentic to you is standing up for the things that you believe in. You just didn't know how to do that yet, and you're learning, or you know that you want to be someone who's on stage, who has a lot of people listen to their voice, but until now you didn't have the confidence. Okay, now you're going to practice that confidence, and you're going to show up authentically because your desires are authentic. The things that you want for your life, the visions that you have for your life are authentic. The limitations are not. And most importantly, I want you to enjoy this season, to thrive during this season. You're going to see me talking about the next energetic seasons that are coming up. You're going to get all the benefits, all of the insights into the energies that are going to happen, and you're going to make the most of it. And just understand that this time is very powerful, because until 2044, we're going to have Pluto in Aquarius. So the Sun is going to conjunct with Pluto during these seasons for the next 19 years. So you are going to really explore and really get a big hit of energy, because Pluto is all connected to transformation, to power, to manifestation. This is a really transforming planet. So where you have Aquarius in your chart is going to get really hit by a lot of transformative energy. And this is a beautiful time to be alive. This is a beautiful time for you to create yourself, to explore, to enjoy. And this is just what I wanted to take from this episode. I will see you next time. Feel free to share where this energy is hitting you, what is coming up, what the things are that are on your heart and on your mind. And I can't wait to see you next time. Bye.